page 51. 4. The ways we learn. 2. Read the article again. Complete the sentences with Alexander or Ella. 1. Gets up the earliest. 2. Knows very well what to eat and what to drink. 3. Has a very short lunch break. 4. Life is more relaxed at weekends. 5. Is free in the evenings. 3. Vocabulary. Read the article again. Find words or phrases with the following meaning. 1. Make my hair look good. Story 1. Do my hair. 2. Gentle exercises you do before doing a sport to prepare your body. Story 1. 3. A traditional type of dancing. Story 1. 4. Foods such as bread, potatoes or rice. Story 2. 5. A type of lesson where you learn something practical. Story 2. 6. The action of entertaining other people by dancing, singing, etc. Story 2. Writing. An email describing your school routine. 1. Read this email from your English-speaking friend. Then answer the questions. 1. How does Kylie feel about her new class? 2. What does Kylie think of Luca and why? 3. Does Kylie think you've got less schoolwork than her? 4. Does Kylie spend more or less time at school this year compared to last year? 5. What subject does she get a lot of homework for? 2. Underline sentences in the email where Kylie writes about these things. What tense does she use in the sentences you underlined? Why does she use it? A. Asks how you feel about your new school. B. Talks about Luca's father. C. Compares school this year to last year. D. Talks about the amount of homework this year. 3. Put the words in the right order. Write the sentences. What tense are they in and why? 1. New. 2. Class. Kid. There's. A. My. In. 2. At. Come home. 5.30. I. 3. Love. Projects. I. Class. But. There. Do. This. In. We. 4. Match the 4 paragraphs of Kylie's email with the content. Paragraph 1. A. Kylie's new class. Paragraph 2. B. A request to write soon. Paragraph 3. C. An introduction. Paragraph 4. D. Work this year compared to last. Read Kylie's email again. Make notes with your own ideas on how. A. To answer the question in her introduction. B. To describe your new class, new school, classmates. C. To compare your work this year to last year's. D. To say how you feel about your subjects, any subjects you particularly like, don't like. Y. E. To finish your email, what do you want to know from Kylie? 6. Write an email to Kylie. About 80 words. Look at your notes from exercise 5 and make sure you include all your ideas. Use the present continuous when necessary. Hi there. I hope this finds you well. I haven't heard from you since the beginning of the holidays. Are you enjoying your new school? I am, big time. I'm in a class with all my friends again, Emily, Kate and James. There's a new kid in my class too. His name's Luca and he's from Italy. His father is working in the UK for a year, and the whole family have come over. He's cool. We have lots of fun together. But of course, it's not all fun. We've got important exams this year, so there's a lot of work to do. I'm spending more time at school than last year, and I come home at 5.30. We're also getting a lot more homework, especially for technology and design. But I love the projects we do in this class. Well, I guess it's not so different for you. If you've got a bit of time, please let me know how things are going. I'd really like to know what life at school is like for you. Write soon. Kylie.